Time now to take five for your community. A service of the Emerald Place in Washington and Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy, serving our prescription needs since 1899. Connie Carroll is with us in the studio today. Good morning, Connie.
Good morning, Dwayne.
Thanks so much for coming. Now, it's a big day this Friday, St. Patrick's Day, and what a big time to first remind folks about the Corning Irish Heritage Center, which you guys have been a volunteer group that have really done a lot of work out there.
Yes, in the last few years, we have made remarkable progress, but we have a lot of work to do yet.
Well, the rich Irish heritage we have here in Daviess County, I got to admit, I didn't even realize there's a lot of Irish heritage here.
And it doesn't stop just at the county lines either. There's also a lot of Irish in Martin County, and believe it or not, in Dubois. And we have board members actually from both of those counties who can trace their Irish heritage back to Corning also.
You can follow the signs. They've got the leprechaun, or the little leprechaun is usually dancing.
Oh, but now we have actual NDOT signs.
Wow.
On 231, on 257, and on 57.
All right. In honor of St. Patrick's Day, which has got to be an exciting holiday for everyone there involved,
yes.
It's a big event you have planned for this Friday at the Knights of Columbus.
Correct. We are having our annual St. Patrick's Day dinner hosted at the KFC, and we thank them very much for the use of their facility. We will be having a dinner and an entertainment. We'll also be having our annual meeting at that time, and you can renew your annual membership.
Now, the dinner is a very traditional Irish feast.
Yes, we will be having the traditional corned beef and cabbage with dessert, salad, bread. But also this year, since St. Patrick's Day falls in Lent this year, we'll also be offering a fish dinner for those who are observing Meatless Fridays during Lent.
All right. Well, you got it all covered. And your entertainment, well, it's Celtic music and a good old-fashioned sing-along, right?
Correct. We do have the Kings, Richard and Terry, are going to be there to provide Celtic music for us. Micah Ryan will be playing his fiddle. And we'll have a traditional Irish sing-along, a little peg of my heart. And Irish eyes are smiling.
You can't have an Irish sing-along without Irish eyes are smiling.
Correct.
Right? Now, for the membership to the Irish Corning Irish Heritage Center, what does that cost?
It's $10 a year, okay, and since renewed annually. And this money goes to our general fund. We do have a couple of other funds, specifically our roof project, which the dinner will actually, all the proceeds from St. Patrick's Day dinner will go to the roof fund. But the general membership goes to our general fund.
And if they've not been out there, well, for one thing, you want to get the word out, you can actually rent the facility now, can't you?
Yes, we can. That's one of our projects. We do actually even have a wedding coming up in August. We're real excited about that. But for civic organizations, clubs, we have the current houses up and ready to go for that. Celtic Hall, we just actually got the deed from the Catholic Diocese of Evansville, so it is actually ours now. We're really excited about that. And if you have an event or anything that you think would be, you know, conducive to our facility, just let either Peggy Ryan or I know, and we'll be good to go.
And you've got some upcoming concerts you're excited about, too, real soon.
Our entertainment series will start again in April. And unfortunately, I didn't get a hold of Mike Morris to tell you exactly what that's going to be.
Stay tuned for details.
Yes, but we do have an event planned monthly through the fall.
How about that? Lots going on at the Corning Irish Heritage Center. Again, a nonprofit group celebrating the rich Irish roots in this community and the surrounding communities. And their big fundraiser to help with the new roof is this Friday, St. Patrick's Day. Traditional Irish feast at the Knights of Columbus in downtown Washington. What time does things get underway?
We'll start serving food at 6 until about 7:30, and then, of course, the entertainment and everything will go on through the evening. And we just encourage everybody to get their whole circle of friends and come down and have a great day or evening of fellowship with us.
All right, Connie, thank you so much. Appreciate it. And best of luck with your event this weekend.
Thank you, Dwayne.